This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A 10-year study of more than 1,500 men with prostate cancer found no difference in death rates between men who had surgery or radiation and those who monitored the disease. Brazilian prosecutors say that former President Lula da Silva and his wife illegally benefited from about $1.1 million in work at a beachfront apartment paid for by a company seeking public contracts and have now charged him with corruption. Most Americans want the federal government to do more about global warming, including 6%, who aren't sure that it's even happening, but they aren't ready to pay much more, somewhere between $1 and $10 per month. New York City has had to block the internet browsers on its free Wi-Fi. Too many people hanging around for hours at the free spots, drinking and watching porn, it seems. A new study finds that voting patterns have shifted the most in parts of the country that lost the most jobs as a result of increased trade with China. Even with good news on growth, real income is less than it was in the 1990s. In rural America, industrial centers in the Rust Belt and Appalachia are lagging behind, and that's where Trump has picked up support. UN reports that 2/3 of 6 million school-aged children classified as refugees have no school to attend. The ACLU, Human Rights Watch, and Amnesty International have launched a petition asking for a pardon for Edward Snowden, riding the publicity of a new movie by Oliver Stone. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell has his emails hacked, and it turns out he thinks Trump is a national disgrace and international pariah. He's not happy that Clinton drug him into her email issue either. Kaiser Health Foundation has found that workers are continuing to pay an ever greater share of their medical bills. The NFL says it will spend another $100 million on technology and research regarding head trauma injuries. Farm and GMO giant St. Louis-based Monsanto has agreed to sell itself to Germany's Bayer AG for $57 billion. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.